Nasal breathing, while running, is a performance strategy that challenges the common belief that mouth breathing is always better for hard efforts. The central claim is that runners do not need to inhale more air through the mouth to perform better. Controlled nasal breathing can make each breath more efficient by reducing total ventilation while supporting better oxygen delivery and carbon dioxide management. A 2018 study of 10 runners over 6 months found that nasal breathing reduced total ventilation at high workloads by about 23%. It also lowered overall energy consumption by 2-3% and improved running economy by roughly 1-2%. That matters because ventilation can consume about 15% of total energy during hard efforts. Reducing unnecessary breathing can free energy for the legs. The physiological explanation centers on three mechanisms. First, the nose warms, humidifies, and filters inhaled air, preparing it for gas exchange. That preparation reduces irritation, colds, allergies, and coughing. It makes the airway environment more stable, especially when you are training hard or in colder conditions. Second, nasal resistance forces the diaphragm to work harder. That drives air deeper into the lungs and strengthens the respiratory muscles. It also supports core stabilization and pelvic floor function. In other words, breathing is not separate from running mechanics. It is part of the structure that carries your body forward. Third, the nose produces nitric oxide at much higher concentrations than the mouth. Nasal exhalation is about 56 parts per billion, compared with 14 from the mouth. Nasal inhalation is about 64 parts per billion, compared with 11 through the mouth. Nitric oxide dilates airways and blood vessels, improves blood flow to working muscles, and helps redistribute blood within the lungs to areas receiving more air. Carbon dioxide is the other key factor. The Bower effect means that lower blood carbon dioxide makes hemoglobin hold oxygen more tightly. Higher carbon dioxide encourages oxygen release to the tissues. That is why breathing control is not just about getting more oxygen in. It is also about delivering oxygen where it is needed. Nasal breathing tends to maintain higher carbon dioxide levels and lower breathing frequency. Mouth breathing can cause excess carbon dioxide loss and hyperventilation-like sensations. The source notes that slowing from 12 to 6 breaths per minute can increase alveolar air volume by about 20%, improving breathing efficiency. Nasal breathers may take 5 to 6 fewer breaths per minute while maintaining similar oxygen levels. That is a useful point for endurance athletes who want efficient, economical effort. Performance examples support the argument. Eliud Kipchoge is described as breathing predominantly through his nose during marathons, including his sub-2-hour effort, because nasal breathing supports diaphragm function and carbon dioxide balance. Some athletes report double-digit VO2 max improvements after nasal breathing training. That is presented as a possible outcome, not a guaranteed result. Ultra runner Iher Varys is cited as an example of nasal breathing helping endurance after he previously experienced chest pain and breathlessness. Distance strategy is practical. For easy runs and 5K efforts, the recommendation is to use nose-only breathing after a structured adaptation period. An 8-week plan begins with low-intensity walk-run sessions. It progresses to longer easy nasal breathing, adds short moderate efforts, then reduces volume before a nasal-only 5K attempt. One runner completed 8.6 kilometers in 47 minutes using 100% nasal breathing. That is a strong example of what controlled breathing can do at lower intensity. For 10Ks, half marathons, and marathons, a mixed nose-mouth approach is recommended. You are not trying to force one pattern where it does not fit. Runners can breathe through the nose during easier early miles and add mouth breathing as pace and intensity increase. The source describes a runner completing a half marathon in 1:58:34 using a combined pattern that shifted with intensity. That is the practical model breathe with the effort, not against it. For marathons, exclusive nasal breathing is considered insufficient for maximum oxygen demand. Mouth-only breathing can cause hyperventilation. Combining both is optimal. Intensity guidelines are straightforward. Low to moderate intensity, nasal breathing. Moderate to high intensity, inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. Very high intensity, mouth breathing is acceptable when air hunger becomes overwhelming. The goal is not to punish the body. The goal is to control the effort. Nasal breathing can also serve as a pacing tool. If a runner cannot stay nasal in easy zone 2 work, they may be working too hard. The BOLT score, or body oxygen level test, is used to assess starting readiness. After a normal nose inhale and exhale, the runner holds the breath and stops at the first definite urge to breathe. Under 20 seconds suggests significant carbon dioxide sensitivity and a longer adaptation path. 20 to 30 seconds is functional. 30 to 40 seconds is elite level. Each 5-second improvement is associated with better energy and less breathlessness. That makes BOLT a useful baseline, not just a curiosity. Adaptation is the main obstacle. Runners should expect air hunger, a runny or congested nose, and a slower pace for 6 weeks to 6 months. These symptoms are framed as adaptation, not failure. If the nose blocks, slow down. If air hunger is too strong, temporarily switch to mouth breathing and return to nasal breathing once recovered. The recommended method is to slow down until breathing is calm, then gradually increase intensity as air hunger diminishes. Hydration, nasal strips, dilators, or lip tape can help maintain nasal airflow, especially during sleep or training. Cold weather adds a specific concern. Dry air, not cold alone, irritates airways. Runners should stay hydrated, cover the face with a buff or scarf, and prefer nasal inhalation with oral exhalation. Below about minus 10 degrees Celsius, the nose may not warm air sufficiently before it reaches the bronchial tubes. For exercise-induced bronchoconstriction, nasal breathing can help because the nose warms and humidifies air. That can reduce symptoms such as tight chest, coughing, and shortness of breath. The critical takeaway is that nasal breathing is not a one-size-fits-all solution. It is most effective for easy aerobic work and shorter races after gradual training. Longer and faster efforts require flexibility. You blend nasal and oral breathing to meet oxygen demand without excessive carbon dioxide loss. The method rewards patience. Start with a BOLT score, train slowly, expect discomfort, and use intensity-specific breathing patterns to improve efficiency, endurance, and running economy.